Milwaukee is in the midst of discussing how to best respond to people with untreated mental illness if the person appears threatening. The police department says it can get 30 such calls a day. Last month, an officer killed a man downtown after people feared he was becoming violent. It was later learned he suffered from mental disorders. Several men raised the subject of untreated mental illnesses and trauma at WUWM's town hall meeting last week on black men in prison. Jerome Dillard is a former felon who now counsels men leaving prison. Clarence Johnson and Brian Murphy help ex-offenders find work.
I learned long ago that traumas played a role in my rebellious behavior. I always knew that I was better than how I was living. The fact is, I couldn't understand why I was self-medicating, why those gloomy days. I was undiagnosed, chronically depressed. I seen my best friend killed. I seen a girlfriend's mother killed. Just to mention some of the traumas, I've seen my mother beaten. So I was a man who was hurting. A man who buried many, many traumas in my life and was acting out on that pain, which I never knew existed inside of me, and started using drugs to try to feel better, which only made things worse.
When and why did you reach a point of turning around?
Well, after three prison stints and never getting treatment, I met a group of men who did what we call the deep works, pulled things out of me that I hadn't addressed in 30 years, who helped me process the fatherlessness, the pains that I had in my life. And I realized that I wasn't the only one going through this. And the fact is that I cried and I cried and I cried after pulling this stuff up until I just felt a relief. I felt a peace after going through that process. It was a number of days that we had these groups and we all cried together and we dealt with our pains. It's a lesson that I learned that I try to apply in the work that I do today. I think that's a big part of what's missing, because I talk to young men today who are hurting, and as we know, hurt people hurt people.
The reality for us is that we need a more coordinated strategy. We do need more resources. We need to have resources that are holistic, because when a person comes to us for work, they have a myriad of other kinds of issues, whether it's mental health issues, addiction issues, shelter, trauma that they've experienced, and the time frame that we have to work with them is not long enough. I was out in San Francisco last year on vacation, and I visited a place called the Delancey Street Foundation. The average length of stay from folks returning from prison in that facility is about 3 years. They're serious about this. They recognize it's not going to happen in 3, 4, 5, 6 months. It is a sustained effort. It is an integrated effort. You have to address lots of issues, and I'm afraid that the programs that we have, while they are good, probably don't go as far as they need to.
Definitely, and just like Clarence said, in terms of the time period that we have to work with these individuals, it's like just putting a Band-Aid on the problem. You know, some of the individuals that come into our programs and come into our doors, they have a lifetime worth of trauma and all these different experiences and all this different anger and frustration, and to try to change their perception on themselves and change their perception on their future is difficult to do in a 6-month span.